This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's top commander said on Monday Kyiv controlled around 1,000 square kilometers of Russia's Kursk region, his first public comment since Ukraine launched its biggest cross-border attack in almost 2.5 years of full-scale war. Russia is still struggling to repel the incursion 7 days since it began. Russia's acting governor of Kursk region says Ukraine controls 28 settlements, and the incursion was about 12 kilometers deep and 40 kilometers wide. Hundreds of firefighters on Monday continued to tackle a large wildfire burning on the fringes of the Greek capital. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
A major forest fire was raging out of control on the fringes of Athens as authorities issued evacuation orders for the suburbs. Flames crackled on the northern outskirts of the Greek capital, with some towering at times. The fire charred homes and sent a blanket of smoke and ash over central Athens, where the smell of burning lingered in the air. The fire department said 670 fighters, backed by 27 teams specially trained to tackle wildfires, were battling the flames. I'm Karen Chamas.
The White House said on Monday it shares the Israeli intelligence assessment Iran could launch a strike on Israel as soon as this week. National Security spokesman John Kirby said, quote, "It is difficult to ascertain at this particular time if there's an attack by Iran or its proxies, what it could look like. But the U.S. and its allies were preparing for a, quote-unquote, significant set of attacks." It comes after the Pentagon beefed up U.S. military posture in the Middle East. This is VOA News. U.S.